She is here after we have not seen her in so many weeks.
Yeah.
Lori Helms is with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And good morning, good friend.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Good.
We're hanging in.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Good.
You bring in with you a slew of events and all kind of fun activities that are happening. That's when Lori is. That's why Lori comes on the show, to make sure that we all have plenty to do in Rock Hill.
That's right. We're previewing February, but I do want to start with an event that's happening on Friday. And you may have talked with some other guests about this, but this is the Miracle Park Final Phases groundbreaking. So it will be Friday, January 31st at 1 p.m. at Miracle Park. It is an opportunity to celebrate all the efforts of the fundraising, the community, and the hard work they have put into raising funds to help complete the park. And we will have state and local officials here. We'll have a brief program. They will put some shovels in the ground, and we'll hear about the new features coming too. So invite everybody to come and check that out.
Be a lot of fun. That's this Friday, January the 31st at 1 p.m. This is going to be phase two and three.
Right.
So we're just knocking it out in one.
Let's do it all.
One groundbreaking.
Let's do it all.
Of course, it's been a great example of public-private partnerships and just great work by everyone all involved. All hands on deck.
Absolutely.
We've got another favorite program we enjoy a lot here. It's the Lifelong Learning at Rock Hill.
Yes, Lifelong Learning is actually celebrating next week its fifth anniversary, which is very exciting. That event is full. We received tremendous response for that. So I'm not talking about the fifth anniversary necessarily, but that is a great event, and we're excited for all those that will come help us celebrate next week. But I do want to share the registration begins for the spring semester of Lifelong Learning. That registration begins Tuesday, February 11th at 1 p.m. We give a time because that's online and in person. You know, some classes are very popular and people are eager to get into them. If you're new to this programming, Lifelong Learning at Rock Hill is programming for senior adults. Ages 50 and up, we offer engaging learning experience for seniors, and it's on kind of a semester basis. We have a fall and a spring semester, so obviously we're getting ready for spring. If you want to look at the catalog, we do have, we're mailing them to our mailing list, but it is also currently online, cityofrockhill.com/lifelonglearning. And it's art, it's history, it's gardening, it's workshops, it's come find a new hobby, learn a new language, learn tips for using your cell phone. I think that's fantastic. There are probably shortcuts that we don't know about that would be great.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, that program has come onto the scene, and in 5 years, it's really exploded, and it's very popular, hence most of the events sell out and or the classes are full. So
yeah, and they're very low cost classes to take, which is great. And again, it's for the community, but it's kind of also by the community because our instructors are volunteers and experts or very knowledgeable in their field. So we appreciate all the support for Lifelong Learning.
And what I love about Lifelong Learning, too, is that you're not only going there to learn maybe something new, but she talked about the friendships that were formed. And that is such a great way to learn as well. You know, you might be in a class with someone that you would have never otherwise met, and that creates lifelong friendship as well. So I love that piece.
You're right.
As well.
We do know of some very powerful, very moving stories, exactly as you've said. And we've also heard that some senior adults are moving to Rock Hill because they've learned about this program and they want to live in a place that embraces, you know, programming for where they are in their life. So that's very exciting, too. So, yeah.
Well, the snow canceled the original celebration, but it's back on the calendar.
We did. It's a carbon copy of what was planned for last week. We're talking about the McGirt Auditorium renovation celebration. McGirt Auditorium is at the Emmett Scott Center in Rock Hill on Crawford Road. It's a historic auditorium, a central piece in the south side of Rock Hill and a place of pride. But it was old. It was old. It was not maintained at the level that the community would like and that the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department would like. And so fortunately, Over the last year, funding has been put into restoring that facility. It is amazing now. Just from lobby to the stage, sound system, light system, everything. So we are inviting the community to come out and help us celebrate that. That will be Wednesday, February 19th at 11 a.m. Following the program, there will be tours, so everybody can check it out. And those tours will actually go until 5 p.m. So if you miss the portion at 11 a.m., you can come at any point in the afternoon. We'll have staff there to meet you and show you around. So we're very excited. And it's also a venue where we can have community events, but as well events that bring in visitors from outside of the area that may spend the night and, you know, eat in the restaurants and shop here. And so that is another portion of what our department does with tourism. So, in fact, the first event was held over the weekend. There was a dance event there, so went very well.
We're catching up with Lori Helm. She's with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. She's just giving us a rundown of events happening in the city, starting really now through the next couple of months. Speaking of next couple of months, you've got spring sports registration is going to soon be underway.
That's right. It's actually underway now. Okay. It goes until February 14th, but to your point, don't wait till February 14th. Let's go ahead and get it done so you can cross that off your list and make sure your kids or you are being active this spring. So for youth, we have volleyball, baseball, flag football, softball, and soccer. For adults, we have basketball and volleyball. So adults, get your friends together, form a team, and get signed up. And then Miracle League Baseball, that is youth through adult, so ages 5 to adult. And that's a program that's grown significantly over the years. Information on all of these programs is at cityofrockhill.com/register. And we are always needing sponsors and volunteer coaches. So if that is your thing, please reach out about that as well.
You can stay active this winter with a lot of classes and activities.
Yes, we have a lot going on at our recreation centers, if people don't know. We have open gym. We have a lot of amenities in the parks themselves that surround the centers, but a lot happens inside the centers as well. In fact, if you go to cityofrockhill.com/PRTclasses, you will find over 25 programs each week at our recreation centers. And I brought you all a little snapshot there. That's just one week that I brought.
Oh, wow.
That's our current week. So, for instance, today at 10 o'clock, we have senior size at the Emmett Scott Center. Also at 10 o'clock, we've got some cornhole going on at Boyd Hill Center. Senior line dance, boxing club, soul line dancing, pottery. We've got art classes. Basic drawing with Brad Sabelli is later this week. Some folks like their games. So we've got Rummy Cub. I think I'm saying that correctly. We have
dominoes.
Yeah, we have dominoes. We have all kinds of things. So euchre. Mahjong. Mm-hmm. I tried to play that the other day. That one just gets me a little frustrated. It's a lot of tiles. It takes a lot of...
They all look the same.
A lot of brain power to pick that one up.
Right.
So that was not my thing, but I tried it. So
but it could be your thing.
I think I'd stick to the line dancing.
Yeah.
Table tennis, just all kinds of things. Oh. So some of these are free and others are very low cost. So the best thing to do is go to our website, pull up this calendar that I mentioned, and just click on the one you're interested in, and you'll get more information.
You can also travel and thrive in 2025.
That's right. Our programmers have gotten together. We have sort of a master travel plan for the year. If you want to check this out, you are going to cityofrockhill.com/seniors, although it's not for seniors. It's not specifically for seniors. It's for anybody. But it is popular with our senior population. So these are day trips or overnight trips. And then in the fall, there's even a nice big trip to the
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yes, Yellowstone in the Wild West. So, but the most upcoming trips, I'll tell you this one, but it's full. But just so you get the idea of the things we do, we have a group going to see the South Carolina State Museum in Columbia in February. So that's just a day trip. You're hopping on a bus. We're taking you there. You have your time there, and then we bring you back. So very easy. In March, we have a group going to Charleston for a Gullah experience. Mm-hmm. So this is March 10th through 12th. So it is an overnight trip. Some of the things that you will see on this trip will be a guided Gullah history tour of Charleston, James, and John's Islands, a visit to the International African American Museum, a self-guided tour of Penn Center, some time in the downtown Charleston area, the city market, and so forth. So this one is a little more expensive. You've got the lodging, including some of your meals, these admissions to these particular places. So double occupancy for that is $450. So, but again, we're providing the transportation. All you have to do is sign up and pay and then show up. Oh. And then we've and pack. I guess you have to pack.
Yeah. Not a bad price. Not a bad price.
Yeah. Listen, for them, for someone else to take care of all the logistics. And again, all you have to do is show up. And be willing to learn and meet new friends. Sign us up for that for sure. That's just a rundown of some of the events going on in and around Rock Hill. You can always check out Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism online, on social media. Better yet, show up in person to a lot of these activities. Lori Helms, again, is with Rock Hill PRT. Lori, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you both.